What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Stoner Vibes. We're sending out Stoner Vibes to everybody out there listening. Do not hesitate to call in with your questions, weed-related, non-weed-related. It does not matter because we are here for everybody. So today, I actually wanted to talk about something that I tried yesterday, which is meditation. Meditation, I did not believe in meditation. I thought meditation was just BS. And I'm not really into it that well, that much. Like, I haven't gotten too deep into research, but I do want to get deep into research, and I want to know if anybody out there has tried meditation or does meditate, does right currently meditate daily. You know, just to get a little bit of insight of what people do to meditate and different methods that they use. So, like I said, do not hesitate to call in. Share your thoughts with us. If you guys want to try as well and have questions, come on and ask them, and I will give you an answer to the best of my ability. But yeah, I hope you guys have a good day today. Hope you guys stay positive, stay lifted. You know, just go out, try to be a productive member of society, because people think stoners aren't words. I can't. Today, people see stoners as lazy people and people that just smoke, sit on the couch, eat some potato chips. But that's not the case anymore. Things are changing. Stoners are becoming more productive, and it's just all in your head. You just gotta say, you know what? I'm gonna get up today. I'm gonna do something that's gonna benefit me. Do something that your later self is gonna thank you for later on in life. Do something today that your later self will thank you for later on in life. You got to think like that. You got to be proactive. Think ahead in the future. Not too much. Sometimes you got to realize that you are here in the now. But, you know, it's not bad to once in a while, you know what, plan ahead and just be prepared and just know what you're going to be doing. And, yeah, so, like I said, hope you guys have a good one. I just went on a little rant right there, but or not a rant, but just a little tangent. But yeah, have a good one, guys. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Stoner Vibes, where we're sending out Stoner Vibes to everybody out there listening. Do not hesitate to call in with your questions, weed related, non weed related. It does not matter because we are here for everybody. So today, like in the title says, of the episode. It is a cloudy day here in Southern California. I am sad to say that it is. But around me, though, right now, in my imagination right now, the way I'm feeling, there's a little sunshine on me right now. Just on me right now. Because I am feeling good with this Hyper Blue Dream J that I just took to the face right now. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling stony. Yeah, I was looking up more of that psychedelic drugs and all that stuff and meditation and all that, and I started meditating, and I meditated again today, and it felt amazing. It just feels good. It just feels like it puts you in the now, you're not looking in the future, you're not looking in the past, you're just living now, and you're just angry. For me, the anxiety of that kind of like dissipates. It's gone. It just kind of leaves little by little. Little by little as I meditate, it just leaves. And I just think of my breathing and the body going up and down as I breathe and all that stuff. I start thinking about all that stuff and the thoughts go. They come and go, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to keep thoughts away. No, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to allow them to go and come and go as they pop up in your mind. And it just, you start doing that, and your brain starts to think, you know what? I'm thinking right now. I want to think of the now. You just want to be here. You don't have to worry about the past. It happened already. Let it go. And you don't have to worry about the future either, because, well, you can't do anything about the future right now. Well, I mean, you can. You could do things about the future, I guess, in certain ways. Like, you could, you know, stop eating. Me, for example, because I am a big guy. stop eating a lot of junk food, and later on in life I'm gonna be better. If I don't stop, it's also gonna be worse. So it's like, you can, but the point is that you just live in the now, and that's where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be here right now, living, and we are. So I am freaking grateful. Hope you guys are grateful as well. And call in. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Whatever you guys want to talk about, start a topic and I'll respond to y'all. See what y'all say. All right. Hope you guys stay lifted. Hope you guys smoke one today. Dab one today. Vape one today. Whatever y'all do. Eat one. Because we also got edibles. But yeah. Hope you guys have a good one. It's raining already. But cheers. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Stoner Vibes, where we're sending out Stoner Vibes to everybody out there listening. Do not hesitate to call in with your questions, weed-related, non-weed-related. It does not matter, because we are here for everybody. You know how it goes. So today, on the topic of psychedelic things to talk about, I want to talk about something that I still can't wrap my mind around, which is ego death. Yes. Ego death. The death of your ego. The death of your ego. That's something that happens to people when they experience their first psychedelic trip off of DMT, shrooms, acid. You go into this state where everything, including yourself, starts to blend in, and the boundaries between, or the lines between you and the outside, they blur, and it's just crazy. I don't know how to explain it. The people that know, that have gone through this, they can't even explain it. It's unexplainable. You could kind of try to explain it, and it just sounds crazy, but you just have to try it. And that's one thing that I want to go through in my journey. Like I said, I don't condone the. I'm not telling you to go do this drug or anything like that. It's just what I've been seeing, and that's just what I'm talking about. But in my personal life, I want to use it to experience this. And that's the thing about these substances is that if you take them with the mindset that you're going to just get messed up just to get a high, you're not doing this for the right reasons. If you want to get enlightened and like find out stuff about you that maybe you didn't even know about yourself, if you want to know all that stuff and you want your life to change for the better and like, you know, better habits and all that stuff, then I mean there might be something maybe that. For example, that's the reason I want to do it. I want to do it because I want that experience, and I want to see what people are talking about, and I just, you know, just hear them talk about it and actually go through it. Which, I mean, it could either go bad or good, but you just gotta remember that you're not gonna die. You're not gonna die if you're taking the right dosage. You might just feel bad right now at the moment, but it's gonna pass. Like everything in life, things pass, things come. But they're not here to stay. They're here to pass. They're here to pass. So that was my little rant about ego death. If you guys are interested in learning more, I suggest you tune into this station, because I'm gonna be talking about this a little bit more. Because I myself am researching all this stuff, so we're in it together. But I'm also trying to teach it that way. I think through teaching you can learn more. The teacher learns the subject more when they teach it. So I want to teach it a little bit. That way I get more familiarized with it. And when it comes to my time for me to go through the journey of trying that, I am a little bit more ready and open-minded, which is something that I believe would benefit me a lot. But I don't know. Hope you guys are having a good day. Hope you guys are staying lifted. I hope you guys are staying positive. Positive vibes, stoner vibes all around you. Light a joint today. Spark a bong. Hit a vape, take a dab, whatever you guys need to do, eat an edible. But stay high, stay lifted. Peace, everybody.